Shares in James Packer's Crown Resorts casino empire have plunged this morning, with the negotiations for a sale abruptly halted when talk of the deal went public. The Las Vegas-based Wynn Resorts dumped its $10 billion takeover proposal, putting a hole in Mr. Packer's opportunity to cash in his chips and simplify his investments. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been following developments and he joins me now in the studio. Peter, this time yesterday you were telling World Today listeners about the 20% surge in Crown shares. What's happening with them this morning?
Well, Eleanor, not surprisingly, with Wynn Resorts abruptly terminating talks late last night our time, it was a totally different sort of excitement this morning. Crown shares opened more than 10% lower. That's after yesterday's 21% surge when Crown confirmed it was in confidential discussions with Wynn, even though some investors are still a fair bit ahead. But Crown really had no choice but to confirm the discussions under full and continuous disclosure rules. And ignoring a potential merger or acquisition would have landed Crown in hot water with Australian market regulators. But it seems Wynn didn't like the game that was being played, and especially given that confidential talks had gone public. And that's even though US regulators take perhaps an even dimmer view of the market not being fully informed.
So is it likely that James Packer will now seek another buyer?
Well, this is just an early chapter in James Packer's strategy to move away from public and corporate life as he deals with the mental health issues that he revealed in March last year. Now, that doesn't mean that he'll be selling Crown at any price, far from it. And market analyst Evan Lucas suggests the close relationship between Crown and Wynn and how the initial Wynn offer really put a rocket under the Crown share price yesterday means that it's perhaps a case of another more complex game probably going on in the background.
The cynical noise coming out of the market is that he is hunting for a better bid by doing that. Now, the other way to look at it is that when you actually sat down and read the numbers that were being offered by Wynn, they were almost three times what most Australian casino providers trade at. So that is why everybody in the market went cash in on that. So then you also, you know, look at the relationship between Wynn's and Crown, and obviously Wynn and Packer himself. Is there some form of relationship idea of helping that out? I mean, you would argue straight out the synergies, particularly here in Australia, are very low. And then you've got to look at what's going on at Bangaroo at the moment, which is also taking its time. It looks like being more expensive and more costly to produce than originally forecasted, etc.
That's market analyst Evan Lucas. So, Peter, given that share spike yesterday and you were talking about the regulators, would the market regulators be suspicious about that jump?
Well, the corporate regulator ASIC has people sitting in a room here in Sydney looking at screens, looking for share price spikes, so they keep a very close eye on things like that. This would be one of those things they're examining. The test will be to look at the buying of Crown shares the previous day, Monday, to determine if any investor acted on information not available to the general market. Once again, that's something that ASIC does all the time. At this stage, there's no formal investigation, especially as Crown fully disclosed this information as soon as speculation via a newspaper report emerged yesterday morning.
Peter Ryan, the ABC senior business correspondent, thank you.